Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We'll see if Alexis Bonagovsky is going to actually send us one of those videos. If she does, the sights and sound of her summer are not necessarily going to be as happy or perhaps as picturesque as many other people's. She lives in just south of Billings, Montana. And recently, an ExxonMobil pipeline ruptured underneath the Yellowstone River near Billings, and as much as more than 42,000 gallons of oil escaped before the line was shut down. Now we know that the spill is worse than originally thought. The damage is spreading over dozens of miles, and in fact, the rising waters of the river are making it very difficult to clean up the oil. Alexis Bonagovsky, a rancher, also works for the National Wildlife Federation. Can you see the oil?
Yeah, we can see the oil everywhere on our place. Our place was flooded, and the water has started to recede slightly. And so what we see now is just globs of oil left on the soil or in the water systems that we do have on our place, or a shiny sheen that is on a lot of our topsoil.
And you have actually raised livestock. You have goats and chickens and other animals that you...
Yes.
Yeah.
We actually raise meat goats. They're boar goats, and that we have about 150 goats on our place. And the place that was flooded is actually our summer pastures that we need for the goats to graze in the summer and the fall. And if we don't have that area, then we're not really sure what we're going to do.
Well, you could get a PhD in earth science describing the various species that are supported by the ecosystem in the Yellowstone River Valley near beautiful Billings, Montana. Alexis, mm-hmm. I suspect that might have been one reason why ExxonMobil decided to bury this pipeline. Did you have any idea it was under the river and you know, buried out of sight? And are there different sorts of environmental regulations required for a buried pipeline?
Yeah, I actually didn't know. I mean, I it's not something I had ever thought about. I guess if I would have thought about it, it would make sense because we have so many refineries here. But personally, I didn't know that, you know, I had a pipeline that close to me. I never thought this could happen on our place. And there are a lot of regulations. The Department of Transportation actually is the agency that regulates pipelines. Apparently, what we're learning now is that this particular pipeline had quite a few safety violations over the last year that the Department of Transportation cited Exxon for, and so we're still trying to find out information about why it ruptured.
Well, this seems to be a story that we've heard a number of times in terms of accidents that occur, and then we find out later that there were safety violations. So let me ask you, Alexis Bonagovsky, a rancher near Billings, This is a story that you've read before. I'm sure you heard a lot and saw a lot about the oil spill down in the Gulf. And now it's personal. I mean, now you can actually see even the effects on your body of being that close to an oil spill.
Yeah, it's kind of surreal. I think I'm still in a little bit of shock. I never thought this could happen here, and it really does put it into perspective that it can happen to anyone. And I think, you know, I've had some people down in New Orleans contact me offering their help and assistance. And it just kind of puts you into this group of people who have been exposed to this sort of tragedy and disaster. And I think people here in Billings are really reeling from it. And we, you know, have not gotten the answers that we need from Exxon. And it's really frustrating.
You actually felt those literally. I understand you had to go to the mm-hmm. hospital with physical symptoms.
Yeah, I've been out in it for about 3 days now, taking journalists and, you know, documenting the effects on our place. And, you know, the first day I was out in it for about 3 or 4 hours, and Exxon kept telling us it was safe. And, you know, I knew I could smell the hydrocarbons. I knew it was... I wasn't sure. I was, you know, they were saying that it couldn't hurt us. It was an irritant. And I wanted to make sure that our place was documented. And yesterday, when I took a reporter, it just all of a sudden hit me for some reason yesterday. And I had dizziness, nausea, headache, you know, it felt like I was going to pass out. So I went to the hospital just to make sure that, you know, nothing serious was happening. And they told me I had acute hydrocarbon exposure and that I needed to stay away from the oil.
And you and your community are planning to drop a proposal, demands for Exxon.
Yeah, we're talking to landowners right now, and we're going to have a meeting down at our house on our farm with landowners along the Yellowstone, because we aren't getting the answers we need, and we want to make sure this cleanup is done away from the cameras, because right now a lot of it has been a kind of a public show, and a lot of landowners haven't seen any cleanup crews.
Well, let's hope that you get cleanup crews to your land soon that keeps not only your goats but yourself safe. That's Alexis Bonagofsky, a rancher near Billings, Montana, also works for the National Wildlife Federation. Thank you so much, Alexis.
You're welcome.
Talking about the oil spill underneath the Yellowstone River that now we understand is worse than originally thought.